Three accountability reports released Tuesday show Utah schools are seeing higher test scores and graduation rates and getting better overall grades on school report cards. As KUER's Whitney Evans reports, it's the first year officials were able to compare student performance over consecutive years using the same tests.
Students' scores improved in all areas of the end-of-year SAGE test, including English, math, and science. Utah Assessment Director Joellen Schaefer says that translates to better outcomes for schools on all three accountability reports released this week.
I think that students are more immersed in the core. They've been taught in the core since 2011. You know, teachers are looking at new and innovative ways of teaching kids. And, you know, the SAGE test itself, being an adaptive test, can give us a better picture of what kids actually know and can do.
The Federal Accountability Report, formerly UCAS, the Governor's PACE Report, and school grading all use data from SAGE scores, plus some additional indicators to measure progress. The state now has data from SAGE tests from 2014 and 2015. Schools across the state this year earned more A's and B's on the school grading system than last year, and statewide graduation rates have gone from 81.4% to 83%. Jen Wall is the principal at Mighton Elementary School in the Uinta Basin. The K-5 school made the leap from an F to a C in 1 year.
The culture of our school has really changed and focused on what's best for students and what students need, instead of maybe what's best for me in my own classroom.
Wall says the school has an intervention program built into the classroom, and students track their own progress and set goals.
Our teachers are part of a professional learning community. And it's not just limited to an hour meeting one day a week in the morning. Anytime they have breaks, they're meeting and discussing how they can help these students improve even more.
While Utah schools celebrate a wealth of gains across the board, this year's reports also show ACT scores dropped about 0.5%. Whitney Evans, KUER News.